Kiddushin Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tess. Misha Nasan Rishus Lishlucho Lekadesh Es Bito. A father who designates a messenger to be able to receive money for Kiddushin for his, on behalf of his daughter, for someone to marry his daughter. V'halachu v'kitcha, and instead the father goes ahead and receives kesef kiddushin, money of kiddushin, from some other man to marry his daughter. So the whole question is, who is the daughter married to? So we have the messenger receiving money, and we have the actual father receiving money from two separate men. So who is actually, who's married to the daughter? Im shalo kadmu, if the father received money first, so kiddushin. So then the father, the person who the father received money from, so the kiddushin, it works, and the daughter is married to whoever the father received money from. V'im shel shlucho kadmo, but if the messenger received money before the father received money, kiddushav kiddushin. So then the daughter is married to the man who gave money to the messenger. V'imeno yodua, but if it's unclear which one occurred first, shneim nostim get. Since the suffix, we're in doubt, we don't know who the daughter is married to. So therefore, she has to receive a get from both of them. V'imratzu echad nosin get. However, if one of them wants to divorce her, and the other one doesn't want to, so then echad nosin get v'echad kones. One is allowed to, you know, give a get, and the other one could go ahead and marry the daughter. And we have a similar case with these same principles. V'china isha shenasna rishus lishlucha likadsha. And so to a woman, so now we're not talking about a father on behalf of her daughter, we're talking about a woman herself. So too, if a woman herself designates a messenger to receive kiddushin on, money for kiddushin on her behalf, v'halcha v'kidsha esatzma, and she decides to receive money from someone else, im shala kadmu, if she receives money first, before her messenger receives money on her behalf, kiddusha kiddushin. So then she's married to the person that she received kesef kiddushin from. V'im shel shlucha kadmu. However, if she received money, if her messenger received money before she received money, kiddusha kiddushin. So then she's married to the person who gave money to the messenger. V'imena yodua, and if we don't know who she received money to first, either she did or the messenger did, we don't know which one was first, shneim nosim lo get. So they both have to give a get. V'imratzu, however, if they wanted to, if one wants to not marry her and one does want to marry her, so then echad nosim lo get, one gives her a get, v'echad kones, and the other one marries her. Kiddushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. So this Mishnah goes back to what we were discussing in Mishnah Ches with regard to what type of ne'manus, what type of believability do we in court, do we allow a father to have with regard to his wife and his children? Misha yatzahu v'ish t'lem dinas hayam. A family goes on a vacation, a man, his wife, and his children, and then he returns, uvahu v'ishto vanav, and then him and his wife and his children return back home, v'amar isha sheyatza simi avdides hayam harehizu, the wife that I went to travel overseas with, this is her, ve'lubaneha, and these are her children, and otzarech lavi raya, he doesn't have to prove anything more, lo al isha lo al banim, he doesn't have to prove with regard to this being his wife, and with regard to his children. We completely believe what he is saying. And one of the reasons why we completely believe what he's saying is because we assume that this is his wife, and since it was his wife when he left, and he checked into her yichus, into her lineage before when he got married, so too we don't have to check into it anymore. And therefore their children are also miyuchsim, they also have a proper lineage. But how do we know the children are his wife's children, their children? So the reason why we know it really anyways is because The Gemara explains this is a situation when the Yiladim Shehem Kruchim Achareha, the children are following after the mother. They're acting like children act to mothers. They're clinging to her. So since that's the case, that already is some sort of proof that it's their children, and therefore we believe what he's saying. However, in the following case, where they go overseas and the wife dies, Mesa v'elu baneha, so he says, my wife died and these are her children. Maybe Raya al-Abanim. So he has to prove that these are her children. Why? Because we no longer have the proof of the fact that these children are following their mother, because their mother's dead. So therefore, he has to bring a proof that these are his children, and therefore they are considered miyuchas. They are have a proper lineage. Veinu mevi raya ala isha. But he doesn't have to bring a proof on his wife, because we know that when they originally got married, they already checked into her lineage.